Welcome back and hope y'all had a great weekend. Let's talk about the Alabama abortion law, tracking STIs, and when Meemaw is an insult. I'm Mike Morgan and we're down in Alabama. Well, we all know that on Friday, the Supreme Court turned a 180 on Roe v. Wade in its Dobbs v. Jackson Women's Health Organization decision, allowing states to restrict or ban abortion. So where does that put Alabama going forward? The state's Human Life Protection Act had been held up by a court order that was lifted on Friday after the Supreme Court decision, prompting Alabama Attorney General Steve Marshall to call on abortion providers to immediately cease and desist operations. That state law is a near total ban on abortion, with an exception in cases where the mother's life is at risk. Now, like similar laws and bills in other states, Alabama's ban was written as it was partly to prompt the Supreme Court to throw out all of Roe v. Wade rather than just addressing or reversing certain aspects of abortion precedent. However, if there are to be any tweaks to the Human Life Protection Act, it may have to wait until next year's legislative session. AL.com's Sarah Swetlick reports that the sponsor of the legislation doesn't expect exceptions for rape and incest to be added to the law before next year's session. Now, State Representative Terry Collins, a Decatur Republican, said she's unaware of any new legislation regarding abortion or birth control. Quote, "We are a long way from going back into session. It's not until next March. And so we've got a lot of time to discuss how we want to move forward. I think we'll learn a lot over these next few months as far as timelines and all." The number of reported cases of sexually transmitted infections dropped significantly in 2020 and then came roaring back in 2021, reports AL.com's Ramsey Archibald. For example, chlamydia cases were up 16% in 2021 after falling the previous year. And you and I might have the same first reaction to that. That being, well, that social distancing thing in the first year of the pandemic must have had a positive side effect here. I mean, I'm not a doctor, but it's difficult to contract most STIs at 6 feet. Alas, the numbers may say more about testing than actual cases and clutch social distancing. Dr. Jody Dion of the Infectious Diseases Division at UAB, quote, "Starting in March 2020, there was about a 25% drop in STI testing. It's because clinics were closed." Dr. Dion said that because STIs can be asymptomatic, especially in women, when you're not testing, you're missing whatever spread is taking place. Mobile County, Alabama Circuit Judge James T. Patterson has been suspended and could be removed from duty, reports the Associated Press, after accusations of some not very politically correct behavior, including using profanity in the courtroom and calling the governor Meemaw. According to the Judicial Inquiry Commission, the judge made comments about the governor in an order as he was complaining about her stay-at-home orders in the early COVID days. Judge Patterson had apologized in a letter to Governor Ivey, saying it was a bad effort at making a joke, but investigators say he did keep using the term in conversations. He's also accused of making some other insensitive commentary, including using foul language and making a comment about everybody in a room being able to speak English after seeing a potential juror who had an Asian appearance, something he quickly apologized for and called a bad joke. Thank y'all so much for listening. We'll be back here again tomorrow. Until then, stop by and see us on the internet at al.com.